Thank you. Thank you. just an ordinary day in Manchester. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley drinking German wine. Their mother had gone to bed upstairs. She slept very well. They used to give her 3 second off every night with her cocoa. And Ian Brady put on his best clothes and his blue suede shoes, and he decided to go out with Myra Hindley as it was 6 months and one of those special days. So Myra Hindley put on a dark wig and drove Ian Brady to the mainline station. And while she stayed in the car, Ian Brady went cruising on the platform. Same night, Edward Evans was also getting dressed in his best. And his mother, who didn't know that he was a little bit inclined to the young men, wished him well as he slicked his hair and put on his winkle pickers. And he went down to the mainline station. He waited for about an hour and he was beginning to think there wasn't going to be any trade that night. And then somebody came towards him wearing blue suede shoes, and it was Ian Brady. And he introduced himself. He said, "Hi, my name's Ian. I saw you down at the Viking last week." "Why don't you come back to my place and we can drink some German wine. I've got a car around the corner. My sister's there. She'll drive us back. Tony and Hyde, it's not too far. If it gets late, you can always stay the night." Dear Brady and Myra Hindley, very friendly. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, very drove them back to the little council house, said hello to the dog when they went in the front door, and her mother was still asleep upstairs, and she made some excuses and switched on the TV set, and it was This Is Your Life with Eamon Andrews interviewing Sir Stanley Matthews. And she went in the kitchen, said she wanted to make some sandwiches for work tomorrow. And Ian Brady and Edward Evans sat on the sofa. And Ian Brady started to play with Edward Evans' fly. And he got a model, a couple of glasses, and right underneath the photograph of Myra Hindley's mother, they started to drink, drinking German wine. And Myra Hindley went over up the road to see David Smith and Maureen Como, her sister. But David Smith didn't have a shirt on and he was drinking tea with his wife. They had the TV set on too. It's all in a game. Sony information. And she said to David Smith, why don't you come back to our place, David? We got something rather special to show you. He said, okay, let me just put on my jacket. And they both set off. Walking through the night. Walking through Hyde to their little house. One side of the house. Looking out onto the moors. They knocked on the door. But he was used to that because Ian Brady had some funny habits. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, very friendly. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley. And the axe was going into the back of his neck, and there was blood squirting over the Church of England prayer book. And a few drops landed on the TV screen and ran down Eamon Andrews' cheek. And some bits of bone and white rain landed on the hearth, just near the brass brush that they used to sweep the chimney. And there was lino on the floor, which was lucky. And it took quite a few hits before Edward Evans gargled Ian Brady asked David Smith for some rope, which he had on a stick he used to play with his dog. And they put it round Edward Evans' neck and they pulled it tight until he strangled. And he made a strange noise. And then he died. And he was just a lump of stuff. Just a bit more information. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, very, very friendly. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, very friendly. Helping wrap up the body in polythene and take it upstairs. He made excuses and left, very frightened, very friendly. And he went home to his wife, boring, homo. And he told her what had happened and they agreed that they just had to tell the police. But they were very frightened. They stayed awake all night, holding one of the knives from the kitchen and hoping that Ian Brady wouldn't come around and say anything else. And then eventually it was morning. And they went out of the house at about 8 o'clock. Outside, into the street, they didn't know. We were going to meet it with happy going to Lloyd's Bank to clean away the paper basket. And they went quickly up the road till they got to the red telephone box. And when they got to the telephone box, David Smith gave Momo the knife and said, "You wait behind here while I ring them." And then he went inside the phone box and he dialed 9 9 9. The rather fat police sergeant, who was trying to finish checking his football tools, heard the phone ring, and he said, "Oh, shit!" And he put down his mug of tea, which had a coronation picture of the Queen on it, and he picked up the phone. And when David Smith heard the policeman answer and say, "Yes, what do you want?" He told him and he said, "There's been a murder." There's been a
Frédéric Berthet et Monsieur Le Janteur, c'est un disque de art radiophonique, des plasticiens. C'est terrible ce disque-là, terrible, terrible. Juste avant ça, c'était Trubbing Grizzle, tiré du First Annual Report, Very Friendly. On a eu le Away, avec le drummer Away, avec Disquiet Army, la pièce Alpha. Politique Ritual de Montréal aussi. Faust et Nurse with Wound. On a deux pièces qu'on a entendues de Disconnected. Shit and Shine. On a eu les États-Unis, l'hymne national des États-Unis, Jimi Hendrix. J'ai mis ça parce que il y a un des gars de Silver Apples. J'ai mis deux pièces de Silver Apples qui est décédé récemment. Puis c'est lui qui faisait l'électronique dans cette pièce. Et avant ça, Bill Bissett et Madman Massacre et Twink avec Aleister Crowley au texte et Tania Tagak au début de l'émission, Brigitte Fontaine, son nouvel album Terre-Neuve. Voilà pour les exerciceurs de cette semaine. Je vous dis à dans deux semaines. On finit avec notre très jolie et sexy Madame Saint-Onge. Vous écoutez CKUT Radio McGill.